Assalamu alaikum, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of the Arabic with Sam podcast. I hope you guys are very, very well and excited for the new year, inshallah. So, yeah, in this episode, really, it's not a lesson. You know, this video isn't like a lesson video. I like to keep a nice balance on the channel with some of the podcast episodes are a lesson. You can literally listen to it and end up with having learnt what the learning objective was, whether it was to understand sentences or build a little vocab list or something like that. And sometimes we delve into the theory and the philosophy behind why we learn Arabic, why it's important, and equipping ourselves with the skills and the resources that we need to succeed in it. Welcome to you guys who have joined me from the Sam of Somalia channel today. Those of you in the Arabic with Sam community who don't know, I have a relatively large, I suppose, community of nearly 21,000 subscribers who follow my Somali language content. And basically, I told them today that I'm leaving and I'm not doing it anymore because the Arabic language is my life, and that's what I want to be dedicating all of my time to. So all of the Sam of Somalia subscribers who obviously invited all of them to come over here, those of you who have joined us this evening for this evening's episode of the podcast, huge welcome to you guys. Thank you very much for coming over and for keeping in touch with me. So in this episode, we're talking about how to make 2019 the year that you actually achieve your goals. And regardless of what your level of the Arabic language is, inshallah, this will be a beneficial podcast for you. Because we'll talk a little bit about goal setting and then also just about having the right attitude, I suppose. And then I'd like to come onto my publishing schedule, because for 2019 now I've sort of freed myself of some of the responsibilities from my Sam of Somalia channel. I've ended my sponsorship contracts and everything like that with that channel, and I'm not publishing anything over there. I've got time to create some seriously good stuff over here on the Arabic with Sam channel, so I'm going to talk to you all about my publishing schedule. So, firstly, the first thing I wanted to mention is one of acknowledging what the actual problem is in learning the Arabic language. You know, a lot of the time when I look at like Facebook communities and Facebook groups and stuff for learning the Arabic language, a lot of people just come in there and say, "Who can teach me Arabic?" or "Can someone teach me Arabic?" And I think like people don't tend to do that in other industries. Like, there's a real misunderstanding of how learning Arabic actually works. Like, I can't really turn up to a group of health experts, or, you know, let's say there's like a Facebook community, people want to get thinner. I can't really turn up and just say, "Someone make me thinner." Do you know what I mean? There needs to be some sort of acknowledgement of, well, what have you done so far? What resources do you have at your disposal? What question are you actually asking? Like, that isn't really enough for a teacher to be able to say, "I can," because I might not be able to. Like, I don't know what your level is or your attitude is. Do you know what I mean? So students need to take a second to actually think, what is the problem? Do you know what I mean? Like if you were trying to get thinner, for example, I would like to get thinner, inshallah, in 2019. I need to think, well, what questions should I actually ask? Like, if I have the opportunity to meet a personal trainer or whatever, what questions will I actually ask? You know, I'd probably want help with accountability. You know, I'd probably say to them, "How do I keep myself accountable?" You know, that'd be probably one of the things. Another one would be, what things can I implement in my life to make my working out consistent, or to make it easy for me, to make it in a way that is built into my routine, rather than, you know, because I'm a lot more likely to work out if my workout routine involves me doing some sit-ups and push-ups at home, rather than me needing to drive for 3 hours to get to a particular judo club or something, right? So, like, we need to know specifically what our actual goals are. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's more a point for beginners, I suppose, but the same way that, or if you're trying to build a business, or like I'm trying to build a project or something around helping people learn Arabic, like, if I wouldn't just go up to someone and say, "Oh, how do I make this work?" Do you know what I mean? I'd ask a specific question. Like, I'd have specific questions about things, and that's kind of how we set goals. So I want to talk about, I had something else planned, actually. I was going to talk about sort of the journey of where you are and what avenues you can take, but we'll come on to that perhaps after I talk about actually setting goals. So something I've been learning recently about setting goals, there's an acronym which is SMART. Like, we should always be setting SMART goals. And what SMART stands for is, I haven't actually got them written down, but I'm sure I know them off the top of my head. So the S is sustainable. Can you sustain this goal? You know, if you were to say, "It is my goal, inshallah, for 2019, to learn 10 words a week." You know, that's what you'll be doing if you're on my program, to learn 10 words a week. And maybe you have monthly goals as well. You have a goal monthly for, you know, and I would like to be able to access this new video that's in Arabic or this interview that's in Arabic, or I would like to have conversations at a specific depth with my Arabic friends or something like that, you know, have goals that are, number one, sustainable. Okay, is it an amount that you can sustain? The next one is something I came onto. Is it measurable? You know, that's the M in smart. Is it measurable? Yeah, is it measurable? You know, it should it be measured in a certain quantity? 10 words a week is measurable. At the end of the week, did you know those 10 words? Depth of conversation is harder to measure, right? So that might not be a particularly good smart goal, unless it's a topic. Do you know what I mean? It would be a smarter goal to say, well, I'm going to learn these 10 words so that I can access a conversation about economics with this friend of mine. Or I can understand this video, you know, of Sheikh whoever delivering this fatwa, and I've learnt this vocabulary to understand it. You know, it's measurable. So number one, it's sustainable. Okay, it's measurable. A is for oh, I just had it in my head. Sustainable, measurable. A for you guys. Some one of you guys probably knows it. The R is for realistic, A is for, let me look it up, inshallah. But anyways, so your goals need to be, your goals need to be smart, yeah? Smart goals, let's look it up together. Yeah, measurable or meaningful. The A is actually achievable, or action orientated. Yeah, so do you understand the actions that you will take to achieve that goal? Is, are there things that you can be doing? You know, so it would be something like, is it sustainable? Something you continue, like you, something like 100 words a week is probably not sustainable, right? 10 words a week is probably sustainable. Measurable, okay, is 10, right? So it's an amount that you can measure. You, there's actions you can take upon it, whether you're a person who learns with flashcards, whether you're a person who learns from the vocab lists that I put together for my students or whatever. R is that it's realistic. Yeah, realistic and sustainable. I've definitely seen that the S is for sustainable, but here it says it's specific. Specific is the same as measurable in my mind, really. And then time-based. Yeah, for the T. Yeah, to be time-based. So to give yourself a deadline, right? Like we talked about doing like daily or weekly or monthly or yearly deadlines for your goals, right? For setting your goals. So even though that was a bit clumsy of me, you know, not quite knowing what all the acronym was for, it's a way of us just making our goals a little bit deeper, you know, associating times, making sure that they're realistic, and, you know, having numbers associated with them is also a good way to make them measurable. Yeah, and making sure they're realistic, you know, with those goals. So, yeah, perhaps something you guys can do, if you're on YouTube, put some of your Arabic language goals for 2019 in the comment section below. Or if you're listening on a podcast app where you can leave comments, you can't on all of them, then do that. Or DM me on Instagram and tell me what your goals are for learning the Arabic language in 2019. So, yeah, cool. So the thing that I wanted to do before that was just talk about what your options are, really, to go forward. Because, you know, whatever your goals are, you need to sort of know where you are on your journey, really. So you sort of, at the moment, where you are is you either have two options, right? You're either clear about where you want to progress or you're not. And if you are clear on it, then you don't really need a teacher. If you're clear on what you need to do, you don't necessarily need to ask people about it. So you can just go into just picking material and self-studying, right? So, like, there's loads of material available, and that obviously, you know, there's absolutely loads with Arabic. With Arabic, we're blessed in that, you know, the market is absolutely full of different materials. If you're not clear, however, this is a bigger area and somewhere where you would need, you know, where I can speak more to, you really do need to get some guidance. Do you know what I mean? I think you should listen to one teacher. Do you know what I mean? It can get very noisy, I think, when you listen to multiple teachers, because everyone sort of has their own ideas, and sometimes they're saying the same thing, but teachers just say them in, you know, different orders and reflect on their own experiences in particular. So get help, inshallah, and actually ask a teacher for it. So I wanted to make you aware of some teachers out there who, and some different programs that are out there as well, just to make you guys aware of them. And people learn in different ways. Do you know what I mean? Like I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about what my actual purpose is for the stuff that I do. Like why do I do it? Why am I motivated to create videos and podcasts to tell people to learn Arabic? And it's because I want to leave the Ummah in a way that the Ummah is more in love with the Arabic language than it was when I joined it. You know, when I joined the Ummah, you know, 9 years ago or whatever, it's not much different now, right? But, like, we're in a position now where the Muslim world isn't close enough, isn't in love with the Arabic language in the way that it should be. And I'd like that by the time I die, that the Muslims have a love for the Arabic language. They're closer to the Arabic language than what they were when I became a Muslim. And in line with that, I'm happy to promote other people's courses. Do you know what I mean? Like, I once had my friend who was like, well, why would you promote your competitors? Do you know what I mean? Like, why don't you create a course that serves them? And I'm like, I'll never be able to create a course that serves everyone. Do you know what I mean? People learn in different ways. That's the thing. And there are Arabic teachers out there who, honestly, they are just such a beautiful and incredible resource. Do you know what I mean? For you guys. And, like, it's more important that I serve that mission that I have just to make the people love Arabic more and to help people learn Arabic than it is for people to buy my course in particular. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, that's what the purpose is. The purpose isn't to sell a few of my courses. Do you know what I mean? The purpose is to get people to make sure that in 2019 they are achieving their goals, inshallah. So I want to tell you about some other courses. Some courses that you can do instead of mine or as well as mine. That you can do, inshallah. So I'll mention mine last, and I'll tell you a bit more information about mine last. We'll do it that way around. So firstly, there's a brother who I've spoken to recently. Some of you might know Ismail Beaumont. He's been ill recently. Make dua for him that Allah gives him a quick recovery. He's been suffering with colon cancer and he's been going through treatment for that. So it's been, his work's been a bit slower recently, but he's still offering his course, and in the new year you can sign up for it. In fact, there's a discount for his course in the new year. Go and search that. He's the founder of Maysoor. Maysoor Arabic. Go and search him. I follow him on Instagram as well. If you went to my Instagram, you'd be able to find his. But if you searched Ismail Beaumont, or you went to Maysoor Arabic, and he teaches the Medina books. And I've been speaking to him myself recently, and him and I have just kind of been exchanging ideas and been talking a little bit recently. I've been promoting some of his stuff as well, just because it's so good. And I won't speak too much about it because he hasn't really given me permission to speak about it. But just to say a few positive things so that some of you guys who will benefit from it go and use his stuff. Like, he's a graduate from the University of Medina, and he is making resources, and he's teaching the Medina books. And firstly, the Medina books, they work. Do you know what I mean? We can't deny that they work. You know, thousands of people graduate from the University of Medina coming from all corners of the globe, being fluent speakers of the Arabic language and incredibly well-versed in its grammar and its literature and stuff and its poetry. So they work. Yeah, these Medina books work. And he's teaching Medina Book 1 that you can start. You can start with it. And it's just such a blessing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's such a blessing to have someone who has learned Arabic to such a degree and with such teachers of such eminence, and that, you know, you can access his course for, like, you know, a way that's affordable for everyone. Do you know what I mean? It's just really amazing. Next thing a lot of you will know about, and these are almost a competitor for me in a way, the Arabic with Husna course is, it's part of the Bayina TV subscription, I think. It's like $11 a month or something. And the Arabic with Husna is like Nu'man Ali Khan teaching his daughter Husna Arabic. And it's a grammar-based course. And it's really, really well-known course. I only say it's a competitor because when you go and you type Arabic with, there'll be Arabic with Husna, and then there'll be Arabic with Sam. And so they're beating me on that, but they would. It's Nu'man Ali Khan, isn't it? So they would. Cool, okay, next one. This is also by some brothers who I know. The Arabic Code. There's a course called the Arabic Code by brother Sa'ad ibn Mansur. He's the younger brother of Imran ibn Mansur, aka Dawah Man. I've met both of them. They're really, really beautiful, kind brothers, and they're of utmost character. Like, they are legit. When you meet them, they are legit. Like, they are as you would expect them to be. They are kind, and they're of good character. And despite, especially our brother Dawah Man, he has a reputation for being harsh on the people, he's one of the most gentle people that I've ever met. And So I've met them, and I'm a student of theirs in the Knowledge College, and I've been through the Arabic Code Academy, the Arabic Code course, and it is good. It is a really good way of approaching the Arabic language as a science. And I've mentioned before that, like, the Arabic language is a code, really. Like, it is a timeless and and non-discriminating code for all of humanity to access what Allah has said. And, you know, and simply just calling their program the Arabic code is makes a lot of sense. It's really nicely put together, actually. It has animated text on it and stuff. And there's, you know, graphics and stuff, that motion graphics and stuff in the videos. And they're really nicely done. Like, you know, they've put a lot of effort into producing those videos. And that, again, that's like £8 a month, right? It's a similar price to the Bayina TV subscription as well. Cool, and then lastly, I don't know much about this program, but I have done their free course, the Sharia program. There's Yusuf Mulan, or however you say his name, from Canada. He's all over the place. He's obviously investing in Facebook ads and stuff. Like, most of you have probably seen his stuff. I've heard about his program, and I've heard very good things about it. I haven't done it myself, but I've heard very good things about it. And certainly the students who come out of it, they seem to be able to access texts very quickly, which is really nice. Lastly, onto my program. My name's Sam. And I have a program. It's called Arabic in 60 Steps. And it is my pride and joy, the course. This is the first year that I'm teaching it. And, you know, as you get from the name, it's 60 lessons made of 60 grammar concepts. And the thing that I'm most proud about it is how accumulative it is. Like, students really build momentum, and I help students finish it quickly. Like, I've deliberately made it so that you know, the following courses follow on really nicely in terms of grammar and ease, and also on vocabulary. Like, there won't be vocabulary in lessons that you haven't covered in the previous lessons and stuff. So it's really accumulative, and when students get through, by probably a quarter of the way through, students start reading passages. You know, students start reading passages in Arabic, and it's really cool. And really, it does equip students with quite a deep appreciation for, you know, for the grammar and for the depth and for the beauty of the language as well. And the thing I kind of take the most pride in my work in is just how available I am for my students. That's it, really. You know, that's it. Like, I'm really proud of that. And for students who do want more access to me, I do have something called the Platinum. I have a Platinum service, which is for students who... I have a very, very limited space. Like, I probably would only take 10 to 15 a year. Only 10 to 15 students a year I'll probably take, and it's about the same as having a private tutor. Like, it's about the same as that price wise, and basically I am just your mentor, really, for the Arabic language. I keep students accountable. You know, I speak to them every week. You know, I call them every week to say, look, what have you done? How have you improved? Can we test this? Can we make sure that you're progressing? And you know, I would really equate it to the sort of level that you can get to with a degree. I'd equate that to like what I achieved in my Arabic language degree. I would equate it to that. You know, because never once in my degree did I get one-to-one help from my teachers, and not once did I get resources made specifically for me, like bespoke resources made for me. And like, I do that for my Platinum students. Like, they part with a bit of their money, and they help to provide for me and for my family, and I take that very seriously. And so you know, that is my program. The Arabic in 60 Steps program is you still get personal help from me, but I guess I just need to prioritize the Platinum students, but there's not that many of them. Do you know what I mean? Students on the Arabic in 60 Steps program, they do get attention from me. Like, if they email me and stuff, they'll get help from me, or they DM me or whatever, they'll get help from me. And I'm sure that all the students can attest to that. One of the things I'm most proud of that program is the workbooks. You know, I actually, no matter where students live in the world, I will print and bind the workbooks for the students, and I'll post them to the students. I write a little personal note, a little handwritten personal note for each of the students as well. Make a little dua for them, just welcome them onto the program personally. And, you know, because I want a closeness with my students. I feel like people just learn better, and they feel more inclined to come back and stay consistent on my program when they feel connected to their teacher in some way. You know, growing up, I had some really amazing teachers who I felt connected to, and I just felt like they were there for me and stuff, and they were invested in me, and I'd like my students to feel like that too. So that's a bit about my program too. So having said that, even if that isn't for you, even if any of those programs are not for you, or even if they're not for you yet, I'm going to keep on appearing in your news feeds. I'm going to keep on popping up in your notifications, because I'm going to be putting out daily shows on my YouTube channel, on my Facebook page, and on my, you know, and on my Instagram as well. And we're going to talk about my publishing schedule. I'm going to get it up on my screen, actually, so that I can talk you guys through it. So, so I've put together a publishing schedule. We're going to stick to this indefinitely. I imagine it will evolve and it will develop, but the idea, the goal of mine for 2019 is to put out daily valuable stuff for you guys, for my students. You know, I'd like to put out, I'd like students to have something free that they can learn from every single day from me. And, you know, even though I'm giving away most of my knowledge, I just make dua that, you know, if it comes to the point where you want to invest financially into a course, that you do so in mine, if it's right for you. If it's not right for you, you should invest in a different course. But for those of you who it's right for you, inshallah, you'll come on board one day. So what are we going to do? Monday is podcast day. Today is Monday, and that is why today is podcast day. We've already been running the podcast for a few months now. I mean, now it's episode 14. So, podcast. I'm going to make a particular effort in the new year to try to have a guest on every month. I'd like to have a successful student of mine or another person who's learned Arabic before. You know, like I'd like to have some of the other YouTubers who I know who are learning or have learned Arabic. It'd be a real blessing to have some of those guys on my YouTube channel, to have some more guests on the podcast. So Monday is podcast day. So Monday podcast. Tuesday, I started a series last week actually called Grammar Time. And it's a little play on Hammer Time. I don't listen to music anymore. And a lot of you guys might not. So you might not know that there's a song that has like stop, hammer time, and then there's a something like that. And but anyway, I just thought I'd play on that a little bit and just have stop grammar time, and we just do a bit of Arabic grammar. And what we do in that is basically I correct five common Arabic grammar mistakes that I've spotted in my students. And the first episode went down really well, like really good engagement, because a lot of the time, like you overlook mistakes that you're making. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes if people don't correct you, and I also think it's a really nice and gentle indirect way of correcting mistakes. Do you know what I mean? Like if I see something and I just correct that one individual, firstly, only that person benefits, but then they also feel attacked sometimes. So it's a way of just making mistakes public. And I never say who has made that mistake. I don't pick out, you know, this student of mine, Ahmed, he made this mistake and it's ridiculous. You know, I don't do that. I just find five common mistakes that are just little tweaks. So it's kind of just a way of providing students with five little tweaks they can make to their Arabic to make sure it's more airtight. So yeah, Monday podcast, Tuesday grammar time. Wednesday walkthroughs are back. I did start a little walkthrough of a poem, the poem Fil Quds by Tamim al-Barghouthi. Tamim Barghouthi, I think sounds right. Yeah, anyway, that poet, his poem In Jerusalem. I did two lines of it, and we're going to continue with that. We're going to do another walkthrough for maybe another four of those videos, get through a bit of that, and then maybe we'll do a different text afterwards. But we're going to consistently do walkthroughs on Wednesday, walkthroughs of Arabic poetry, walkthroughs of, you know, Arabic novels, walkthroughs of, you know, stories of the prophets or whatever, right? Anything that you guys will benefit from, I'd like you guys to give suggestions for those. And then Thursday and Friday are both live. We're doing live streams on Thursday and Fridays. I'm going to try to get enough phones. I've got a few phones, but if I can get three mobile phones, we'll do a live stream, and we'll live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. But on Thursday, it's just live Q&A. Thursday, live Q&A at 5 p.m. So 5 p.m. turn up, 5 p.m. UK time, obviously. And we'll do a live Q&A. Come with your questions. And I'll answer questions, inshallah, for you guys. You know, no person who's trying to learn Arabic should go unsupported. Do you know what I mean? Like when I'm putting an hour of my time to be live present with you, no Arabic student in the world, I don't think, should go without being able to have their questions answered. So live Q&A, 5 p.m. UK time. I've put an hour in my diary for it from 5 till 6. But if we go longer than that, then so be it. You know what I mean? If you guys have good questions and stuff and I'm helping, we'll run through the night, no problem, yeah? Friday, quiz. Got quiz night on Fridays. You know, I like a bit of just Arabic language trivia. I like just talking about where different words come from, how many speakers there are, where there are different speakers, what dialects come from where and why, and different Arabic literature and different grammar rules, and, you know, different, like, just bits of Arabic language trivia. Do you know what I mean? Just different things that you can tell people when you go to, I don't know, Eid parties or whatever. You can tell people that this little thing or whatever. I just like little things like that. You can just tell people about the Arabic language. It's just cool, like little bites you can share with people. So we'll do stuff like that. And we'll get some prizes. We'll get some prizes in. Inshallah, the prizes will get better and better as we go along, as the show kind of improves and you guys get more into it and invite more people into it and turn up more and more regularly and the show gets bigger, we'll have better and better prizes. You know, in the beginning, we might be starting out with like a t-shirt giveaway or something, or like a free book or something like that, or like a free lesson with me or something like that. But as we get better and better, I'd like to start giving away I'd like to start having giveaways of 2-week intensive course in Egypt, or the entire collection of Lisan al-Arab. You know, that's like low, it's like a massive book. Yeah, it's like this big. Yeah, we'll have some of these books that would need to fly from Egypt for you. Or like, you know, you'll get a library of Arabic books, or you'll get, you know, a copy of Al-Ajr al-Miyya or whatever. You'll get like some cool Arabic language learning resources and stuff, and even trips and scholarships and stuff like that. I'd like to give away eventually. Like that'd make it so fun if we could do stuff like that. But that'll be live as well, 5 p.m. Everything live is 5 p.m. Thursday, Friday, 5 p.m. Be there or be a murabba. That means a square. Be there or be murabba. Be there or be square. I wrote that on my website. Students who know what square is in Arabic, I'm hoping we'll find that as amusing as I did when I wrote it. It's a niche kind of humour. I know it's a niche kind of humour. Arabic shape humour. I know it's niche, but that's what you come here for. That's what you come to the Arabic with Sam channel for. Niche Arabic language facts and humour. Saturday is a surprise. We always need an open day. Do you know what I mean? We always need an open day in the week to have a surprise. Sometimes I think of something like, let's do an Arabic root today. Let's think about all the words that come from the root. Ba-dal and hamza. Ba-da'a. Let's do all the words that come from that. And let's think of some good phrases we can use in conversations. And, let's think about the different significance from different perspectives of that root. Let's do that, actually. We'll do that this Saturday. We'll do that one this Saturday. We'll do the root ba-da'a on this Saturday, inshallah. We'll actually do that. We'll use that exact idea. But that's just one. Another time I might do a little verse of poetry. I might focus on a particular Arab grammarian, or I might focus on a particular Arabic poet or an Arabic novelist, or I might focus on a particular Arabic dialect or something like that. You know, I might just do a whatever, you know what I mean? You know, we'll keep it open. Saturday surprise. And then on Sunday, I'm creating a newsletter, which will go out every week, and I'm just calling it the Arabist's Digest. Yeah, so if you want to get a hold of the Arabist's Digest, you can go onto my website. Not yet, go onto my website tomorrow, and you can sign up. You can register for the Arabist's Digest. You'll get it in your inbox every Sunday morning. And it can just be something that on Sunday when you're off work and you're drinking your coffee in the morning, you can just read over the Arabist Digest, and I'll just have word of the week, phrase of the week, some useful and interesting little tips for your Arabic language learning, and recommendations for content and videos that I've put out, and then plans for the future, plans for the future of this channel and stuff like that. So, and announcements and stuff like that, maybe even some giveaways as well. I'd like to have some special stuff for the people in the newsletter. And I'll also do a video of it. I'll do a video of me. I'll have like the letter, and I'll open the letter, and I'll kind of talk about it and comment upon it in a YouTube video as well. So if you sign up, you'll get it in your inbox as a written letter. In the morning, but then in the evening, I will do like an opening of the letter on the YouTube channel, and I'll do a commentary upon that letter. But if we do have like discounts and giveaways and stuff in the email, I won't give those out in the video. Anything special like that will be only for the newsletter. So if you want that stuff, make sure you sign up, inshallah. So that is my publishing schedule. You'll find it on my website. Go to arabicwithsam.com and you'll find my publishing schedule on my website. I'll also publish something about it on my Instagram and on my Facebook as well, so those guys know about it. But that's everything. Has that been a longer episode than usual? It has. We're nearly half an hour in. Good, so we covered a few different things there. This episode has been a real hodgepodge. Like, I know that, but it's all important stuff for going into the new year in 2019. So, we talked about making sure you set goals properly for learning the Arabic language. I made a mess of knowing what SMART stands for. I was not smart enough. Let's see if I can do it this time. S, is it sustainable? M, is it measurable? A, is it... you accountable? Don't think that was it. A was for agreed upon, but what does that mean? Attainable makes sense, or achievable. That makes sense, but that's the same as measurable or sustainable, maybe. Realistic. The R is for realistic. That's an important one. And then the T is for forgot it, time-based. I mean, time-based and measurable, I think, are similar anyway, but what do I know? I'm not smart enough. We talked about that, and then we also talked about some other programs that are out there in the world. There are other programs on top of that, and other books on top of that. Rosetta Stone, maybe. You know, Teach Yourself. I've got the Teach Yourself book here. Quite like it. The Medina books as well. I've recently done a video on the Medina, not specifically about the Medina books, but I mentioned them in a video about Harakat. Because a lot of these beginner books, like Medina Book 1, doesn't have the Harakat in. And a student emailed me and was like, yo, how are we expected to study a beginner's book that doesn't have the Harakat in? And I made the point that these books are not meant to be self-taught. They're meant to be taught with a teacher. So you can get a teacher to teach you the Medina books, like Ismail Beaumont is doing for you over at Maysword, then that is a really, really valuable resource to have access to that. And then we talked about my publishing schedule, and all of you guys are going to be there every single day, inshallah, 5 p.m. every single day in the new year. There'll be something for you guys on the channel. All of that will be out on the YouTube channel. There'll be something on the YouTube channel, but make sure you follow me on the other platforms. I'm going to start to have a more active game on Snapchat as well. On everything, I'm at Arabic with Sam. Snapchat, Arabic with Sam. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Podcast, Arabic with Sam. I do have a Medium blog as well, but all the links to all of this stuff are all in the description for this podcast as well, inshallah. All in the show notes. And that's it. We'll sign off there. I hope to see those of you guys who think that my course is right for you. I hope to see you all signing up and making sure that we get a good start for the beginning of 2019 and you have me as your teacher if you think I'm the right person for you. If you don't, then that's awesome too, as long as you find someone who is. And that's it. We're going to sign out, inshallah. No more shout outs to do. Nothing else to cover for this episode. Episode 15 will be out next Monday. So I hope you're looking forward to that. That'll be the first podcast of the year. And I'll catch you guys in that one. You guys have a nice whatever you're doing this evening. I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. So you guys might be doing something for the new year. But I think I'm just going to go and have an ice cream. A little bit of a treat. See you guys in the next witness. Losing my voice. Blabbering. You go over half an hour, it seems like it's my limit. Start blabbering. Let's put an end to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We'll save this podcast episode as blabbering. It was a useful episode. We did cover a lot of useful stuff in it. But it's just late in the day. 9:10 now. It's way past my bedtime. And my throat is growing croaky now as well, as you can hear. YouTube guys, thank you very much for staying this long. May Allah bless you guys. Ya Allah, bless my audience with the Arabic language. Ya Allah, we ask that you increase my students in the Arabic language. You increase my ability as a teacher. Say Ameen, Allahumma Ameen. YouTube guys, it's been a good year. We've reached nearly 5,000 subscribers, 4,500 and something now. 2019, let's make a target together. Let's reach the goal of 10,000 subscribers, inshallah, on this channel. It's not the most important thing, but it would be a nice landmark for me on this channel. And most important thing for me, I think I would like in 2019 would be to have helped. I would like to have 200 people on my program. You know, at the moment we have about 50. I'd like to have 200 people on my program, and I would like to have 10 platinum students who I'm helping. That's what I would like for this year. And inshallah, we'll make it happen. That's it, guys. I'm going to put you out of your misery. We'll call it a day. All right, guys. Assalamu alaikum.